National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB Carrollton News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the WLBB Community Voice Program on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. I'm your host today, Sarah Claudia Kane, and I hope everybody is having a wonderful start to your Wednesday so far. I'm looking forward to today's interview. We have with us today Jamie Wilkinson, who's going to be sharing about God's faithfulness in his life. He's got a powerful testimony that I am excited for all of you to hear. But first, we're going to take a moment for Jamie to introduce himself. Jamie, thank you so much for being here. And why don't you take a moment just to tell our listeners a little bit about who you are?
Thank you so much for having me this morning. Thank you for the opportunity and for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to give me this opportunity to come and tell about him and what the goodness that he has done in my life. Like you said, my name is Jamie Wilkinson. I live in just outside of Carrollton. I'm married to Larissa Wilkinson. We have two children, Lucy and Owen. And we've been married 25 years. And we have just a small farm just outside of Carrollton. We have about 40 head of cattle that we look after. And what I was doing when the accident occurred was going to load some hay.
And we are going to get into that story shortly. I know recently you did suffer a terrible, terrible accident that you were able to witness God's miraculous hand and miraculous recovery. But some people would say you're not a stranger to tragedies. And before we talk about this more recent accident, can you take us back to what happened when you were 16 years old?
Absolutely. When I was 16, I always loved to deer hunt. And I really didn't. My father, he didn't deer hunt. He didn't have any interest in it. And I did. And so I would go by myself and really with nobody to teach me and show me how to do it. So I would go out, and one of the neighbors, he got where he would want to go. Well, I would have to go by his house to get to the woods, and he got where he would want to go with me. So we would go, and one afternoon, we were out in the woods hunting, and we'd kind of got separated, and I was kind of working my way back to the house, and he thought I was a deer, so he shot me. When I was 16, it went 2 inches below my heart and come out about 2 inches from my spine. And I laid there. He went to get help, but I laid there probably 45 minutes to an hour, just bleeding and everything. But I could have died then, but I didn't. The Lord saw to bring me through that. And when I went to Bowden Hospital, was there then. So when they finally got to me, they carried me to the Bowden Hospital, and they got me prepared and brought me to Tanner, where they done surgery and everything. And they had to bring me back 3 different times on the operating table there. And it's just, you know, the Lord had just, he saw fit to save my life and to bring me on to do other things for him. I was lost at that time, and I'm very thankful that he brought me through that, because I'd been in hell if I'd have passed away then.
And that's exactly, I was listening to you tell that story. That was going to be my next question. You know, what was your faith like at that time, and how did that experience change you? And, we read in the Bible and we hear people's stories all the time where sometimes God really does bring us down to the bottom so that he can be the one to bring us back up. Would you say that was your experience being so young, that it was able to bring you closer to Christ?
At that time, I really didn't, we weren't involved in church. And I had started going. I was at Kansas Baptist Church then. And one of our neighbors, Paul Widener, he would start to come by, and he'd pick me up and carry me to church. And I'd been going to church, I don't know, several years before I got saved. I got saved when I was 21 years old. And my dad, I didn't know it. My dad, he was, we were attending the same church service. And I was on one side of the church, and he was on the other side of the church when we both got saved same time.
Wow. That's powerful and an amazing story. Being so young with that recovery process, what was that like for you? Did it kind of make you grow up a little bit faster, or was it hard or easier, do you think, being 16 and going through all that?
I think I was really kind of young and really didn't understand exactly you know, about the Lord and what he what I should do for him at that point. It was later in life, you know, till I knew about the Lord. I always heard about him, but I had a head knowledge, but I didn't have a heart knowledge until he started dealing with me when I was 21 years old. So I was hard headed then, but it took, you know, he can soften your heart. He'll work on you. And you know, till he gets you to the place that he wants you.
Yeah. And I think we're all a little bit hard headed when we're 16.
Absolutely.
But what about physically, you know, after that, you said you had to go back to the hospital several times. What was that recovery process like for you when you were 16 after being shot?
I had a real good close group of friends that really, they stood by me, and they would carry me. We went coon hunting right not long after. I hadn't been out of the hospital probably 2 weeks. My mother, she liked to have a fit. But just having a good group of friends that were really supportive and everything, and just, you know, just as far as going back to the doctor, you know, they were just cleaning the wounds and stuff where, basically where I had surgery, had a pretty good incision there. And, you know, it was painful, but, you know, it was just later on where I just really knew what the love of the Lord and, mm-hmm. and before then it was just, it's hard to explain that if you don't know the Lord, just being kind of on your own, I don't understand mm-hmm. how people make it through it. And that's where I was. I didn't, you know, it was just family and friends there. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have the peace and everything that I have now and the comfort that I have.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is a difficult thing to put into words, but it's so, so powerful. And I think that's one of the reasons God gives us these situations like he's given you and me, so that we have that tangible pain that we can explain to people. And then the way they see us work through it, that might be the best way to explain God's comfort and peace, because it's such a thing that words can't seem big enough to describe. Well, we're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors, Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy, and we'll be right back on Community Voice with Jamie Wilkinson. Stay tuned.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Time right now is 8:40, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, AM 1330. Newstalk1330.com. Time right now to give away $100, part of our random Christmas trivia cash. giveaway. Once you know the answer to the question I'm about to ask, visit our website at newstalk1330.com. Find the random Christmas trivia banner. Enter your name, email, phone, and your answer. One entry from the correct answers will be picked at random daily, and that contestant wins $100 cash. We encourage you to please enter only once a day. If the Elves find out you've done it more than once, they're going to gank both of them. So please just do it once today. On December the 16th, this coming Saturday, one of our 12 daily winners, along with a 13th winner selected at random that morning, will have a chance to turn their $100 into $1,000 at a live remote broadcast at the Amp on Bradley Street in Carrollton. Again, here is the question. One question today. When you know the answer, go to newstalk1330.com. On one of the earliest records of a decorated Christmas tree, Martin Luther attached lighted candles to symbolize what? Again, go to newstalk1330.com. And right now, we take you back to the Community Voice program.
Good morning. Welcome back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Sarah Claudia Kane, here with Jamie Wilkinson, our guest, who is talking about tragedies, pain, and suffering that he's faced in his own life, but how God's faithfulness has been able to see him through those seasons. And we talked about when you were shot in a hunting accident when you were 16 and how God was able to bring you out of that, even though you were so young at the time, young in your faith, that didn't really come until afterwards. Mm-hmm. But more recently, you were involved in a very, very bad accident. Can you tell us about this, what you remember from that day and from that accident?
So October the 28th, it was on a Wednesday afternoon, about 5:30 in the afternoon. One of my friends was needing some hay, so I had the tractor down at the house, and I was going up, had to get up on Highway 27, and I was headed south on Highway 27, not far, about 400 or 500 feet, to the driveway at my wife's granddad's house where I kept the hay. And I'd pulled out, and I was almost at the driveway, and I don't remember hearing anything or seeing anything, but I was fixing to turn in the driveway, and then all of a sudden I could just feel the tractor just start to turn over, and I was like, what in the world? And then I saw the underside of a pickup truck, and then that's really all I remember of the accident as far as the accident occurring. But after that, I can remember when I was getting loaded in the back of the ambulance, I started coming to a little bit. Everything was kind of foggy and everything. I didn't remember much, but I do remember one of the ambulance ladies. She was standing over praying. Mm. And I knew then everything was going to be fine. Mm. The Lord spoke. It was just a calm feeling that He just assured me everything was going to be good. Mm. And then I had a ride to Grady on the helicopter, and because they thought I had a skull fracture and a broke femur at the time, so they decided to fly me out. And I get there, and then just a little while later, our pastor, he came by, and he come back, and he prayed with me, and then my boss, he showed up and prayed with me. And I stayed there for, I think I was there for 2 days before I got to come home. And they realized that I didn't have a skull fracture. They thought because I had a pretty good gash on my head, and my forehead was sunk in pretty good. So they done a CT scan, and then once my wife reached the hospital, she was asking about the femur and then my skull fracture, and they said there is no skull fracture. Mm-hmm. So that was a blessing.
Definitely. We know the outcome of this accident could have been very different. Could have been, should have been much worse. Tell us a little bit about the injuries you did receive and kind of what the road to recovery has looked like and still is looking like.
I had stitches in my forehead, and then I have 7 broken ribs, and the ligaments and everything in my left shoulder are torn apart. I'll have to have surgery on that probably sometime in January. And my leg, it turned out just to be some hematomas, and they thought that it was probably the muscle had been torn during the accident, but it was just some hematomas, so that's good.
Yes.
And the hardest part to all this, I guess, is just not being able to go and do, you know, like I normally do. It kind of slows you down a little bit.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit before the show. You're already back at work, but having to have that patience to, you know, not be able to do everything you were doing before yet. What has that been like for you? How have you kind of found peace with slowing down?
The peace of slowing down, just you have time to get, the Lord will slow you down. And that's what I think he's done for me. He slowed me down to look back and try to just the time sitting there. You know, he's just speaking to me the whole time. You need to be talking to me more. You need to be reading more, which I hadn't done as often as I should. I'd always pray and I always read my Bible, but I hadn't read it and I hadn't prayed like I should. So he's really spoke through me through that, and that's really helped with the downtime, is, you know, just being able to spend more time with him. And, you know, just at work, just slowing down and you know, just and teaching somebody else. We've hired a new guy, and just being able to kind of walk him through, and it's hard just to tell somebody how to do something and not be able to put your hands on and physically do it.
Yeah, having to kind of learn how to instruct in a different way, telling instead of showing, I'm sure has been a challenge for you. And, you know, you've recovered a lot quicker than I think anybody expected, but I'm sure there has been and still is a good bit of physical pain and suffering in that sense. Where do you find the strength to work through that part of it?
Oh, it's all the Lord. Every bit of it. Just, you know, the pain of the ribs, and it hurt more in my back, I think, is more than just around. You think about your ribs, you think about kind of under your arms or so, and sore that way, but it's sore there, but the back is the worst part of the, as far as the pain. But, you know, I wouldn't trade any of that because of what the Lord's done. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sitting there and reading and reflecting back over what he's done. He was sent here and he died on the cross. The pain that he endured with the beating that he took and the punishment that he received, and toting his cross after he was beaten and had his organs exposed, bones exposed, and he took the cross, he toted it to Calvary for me. And the nails that he took in his hands and his feet for me. And for everybody that's lost, and for everybody in this world, he died. And the pain that he suffered, I wouldn't change it, because I've got closer to him through that, and I wouldn't change that for nothing. And every time that I feel like I hurt, I just think about him and what he endured, and I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
That's a beautiful, beautiful perspective to have on pain, because I think in this society, we're always looking for an answer or a cure, or something to take our pain away, whether it's, you know, a substance or whatever it is. But what I hear from you is really sitting, experiencing that pain and thinking this is only a fraction of what Christ felt. And he did it for us willingly.
Yeah.
So that's a beautiful perspective and a good way to, like you said, grow closer to Christ, feel that connection with him. We're going to take one more short break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back on Community Voice here with Jamie Wilkinson. Stay tuned.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Good morning and welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice program on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. I'm your host today, Sarah Claudia Kane, here with our guest, Jamie Wilkinson. And this has been such a beautiful interview so far. I don't have another word to describe it. Jamie has been sharing with us about the physical pain and suffering he's endured all throughout his life, but how that's brought him closer to Christ. Each moment of pain, each moment of suffering has allowed him to grow connected with our Lord and Savior, who endured so much suffering for us on the cross. And I want to take a moment to go back to something you said when you were talking about the accident that happened a couple of months ago. And you said when you started to come to in the ambulance and you witnessed the ambulance driver praying over you, you just felt that moment of comfort and of peace. And I know that a lot of times we ask why in situations like that, like, why did this have to happen to me? Did that question ever go through your head?
No, it didn't. I can understand, just looking back, Lord, he did it for a reason, not to try to punish me or anything, but he did it. It was for a reason. It was for me, myself, to get closer, to draw closer to him and realize that that's where our strength comes from, not from other. We can be comforted by other people and things that they say, but there's nothing like the comfort of the Lord to get you through things. And just I think he did that to know, hey, look, I'm where you draw your strength. And that's the way I look at it. I just look at it like, he did it to draw me closer to him.
Mm-hmm. And hearing you say that, I'm sure is very powerful for a lot of people, because being in the community that we are, I have no doubt that a lot of people listening today heard about your accident right after it happened or soon after it happened and prayed for you. And I'm so glad they're getting to hear you say the words you're saying now, because I know people are always asking why. Why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to somebody else? And hearing somebody say, you don't have to know that answer, but just being able to rest in God's presence in those moments of suffering, because he is with us in that suffering, whether it's, witnessing a prayer, praying yourself, or feeling that comfort and peace. So I'm so glad you are able to share that with us today. And I know we've talked a little bit about the challenges that you've faced through your suffering, whether it was from being shot when you were 16 or the physical, emotional pain that came from your accident. Are there any other challenges that you've faced from these seasons in your life?
Just the physical challenges, just sitting, just being able, having to sit still when you're used to get up and going and doing. And just, you know, having to, I guess the biggest challenge is having to maybe ask somebody else, you know, to do something that you're used to doing all the time, when you can just get up and go and do. And, you know, just having to rely on somebody else. You know, I've been kind of like to want to help other people do stuff, but now, you know, the shoe's on the other foot. Now I have to ask somebody else. And that's something I think that as people, that we not only want to ask other people, but we need to ask the Lord for help. Lord, help me do this. Is this your will for me to do this? You know, just, Lord, help me. Give me the strength. You know, give me the confidence to do, and just draw the strength from the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very humbling to have to ask for help, whether it's from somebody else here on earth or from God. It's a humbling experience. What about blessings? I know you said that all these situations have brought you closer to Christ and kind of caused you to slow down. Have there been any other blessings that have come from the pain?
Just to be able to give your testimony. That's probably the biggest blessing that I think that I have is just, you know, there's been several times I've been asked to give my testimony in front of a group of people, and that's, to me, that's the blessing, to be able to just brag on the Lord. This is what the Lord has done for me. This is how he has brought me through this. That, to me, that's the biggest blessing, is to be able to brag on him.
Yes, and I have enjoyed and been blessed by hearing your testimony today, and I know everybody who's listening has been as well. And I just want to thank you for coming out of your comfort zone a little bit to be here to share. And as we get ready to close, what advice or guidance would you give to somebody listening who maybe is experiencing, you know, one of those seasons of pain or suffering today?
The one thing, the struggle I think that people have, and that I've learned through this, is make sure you've got good insurance. you know, the insurance, they only cover so much. And, you know, I encourage people to get, you know, their own uninsured motorist on their insurance, which is, it helps a lot. I encourage that. But the biggest encouragement that I would tell people is reach out to the Lord, you know, and just ask him, no matter what we're going through, what we're doing, just reach out and ask him. I know people, I've heard in the past people say, oh, you know, I don't want to give my life to Christ because I can't be good enough. Mm. We're never good enough. We're never going to be good enough. Like the song says, just as I am. That's how God wants us. Just the way up. We can't clean up, but it through him, when we give our life to him, he'll clean us up. People that are, you know, lost, they think they have a joy, but it's only short-lived. It's just for a little time. But when we give our heart and life to Jesus, it's a joy. We go through pain and suffering and discomforts and challenges and seasons in our life, but with the Lord in our life, we can get through it. There's always a peace and there's always a joy. I think about 1 Corinthians 5:18, "In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us."
Yes.
And that's the way I look at it. Just give thanks. Lord, you know, thank you for letting me go through this and letting me do this. But how can somebody that don't have the Lord, how can they give thanks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we draw our strength and comfort through him.
Yes. Well, beautiful words, beautiful advice. Thank you so much, Jamie. Thank you all for listening.